Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Somebody, I don't know if I should read this or not. I'll wait until later.
Oh, is that kind of text?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, whatever. It says, we're in the golden shower of the golden age. We just need to towel up.
Kids?
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. Just means like, oh, we wet our pants, basically.
That's right.
That's all that means.
That's all that means.
Basically, it means we wet our pants.
Yeah.
So, like, we're in the golden age, and then all of a sudden, over the course of 1 week, we wet our pants. And it is strange. It is weird the way this Rockets lull is coinciding with all this other bad news.
Yes.
Is it not? At some point, if you had told me at the beginning of the season, all right, they're going to go through a dreadful three-point shooting stretch, and I'd say, whoa, welcome to Houston. That's what happens when you take as many threes as you do.
That's right.
But then you would say, like, no, you don't understand. It's going to be an historic three-point shooting lull, and James Harden is going to look like he's just checked out emotionally, physically, whatever the hell's going on there. And you're also not going to have any assets to trade at the trade deadline. And in the midst of all of that, the Astros will have been found guilty of cheating. They'll have lost their manager and their general manager. And the Texans will have gotten just completely and 100% totally annihilated in the playoffs after being up 24-0. That's a particularly bad stretch of events.
You say no assets to trade.
Well,
do you think there is a smidge of a chance?
They're saving Hartenstein.
Do you
that's why he's only getting 30
seconds a game.
That's
not the asset I was going to ask you about. Do you think there is even a small chance that they could trade Russell Westbrook at the trade deadline?
Oh, that's a good one there for you.
I haven't had a chance to fart around with the ESPN trade machine and see what's out there. I may do that.
Have you seen that proposed?
I may go get a bottle of wine and sit there and mess around on the ESPN trade machine because I'm crazy like that.
Be careful. That's how you end up with a Romanian wife. You just...
Hey, Amy,
yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened. The wedding's off.
Sorry.
I don't know what happened. I started trading Westbrook to Sacramento, and it got crazy.
They said my credit card was safe with them, and all of a sudden I'm married to a Romanian.
Meet Helga. by the way, we just made a reservation yesterday. We're going to Italy for our honeymoon.
Ooh.
We made a reservation for a cooking class. Over in
Italy?
Yeah.
Oh.
With a chef.
You're gonna
named Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
That's why I picked the class, because his name was Giuseppe.
You got to use your New Jersey voice and try to be the most obnoxious American ever. Like, hey, Giuseppe.
Hey, Giuseppe.
Where's all the sugar?
The hell
why
is,
don't you put some sugar
the
in
the hell
your
is
sauce?
Going on with this brick oven over here? I got to stick my hands in that thing, huh?
Giuseppe.
I'm excited.
Does he speak English?
I think they kind of.
If they're catering
there.
To
so
Americans
many ugly Americans over there.
You can be European and not speak Italian.
Yeah. True. No, this guy seems to speak English because I got a confirmation email with, you know, a bunch of paragraphs that he wrote.
Dearest Sean,
yeah.
It will be my pleasure to
It appeared to be a form letter,
about the, yeah.
But I felt very welcomed.
This is going to be fun.
We're going to make two types of pasta,
mm-hmm.
a pizza, and this was why I picked the class for two reasons. One, the chef's name was Giuseppe. Made it feel authentic.
Yeah.
Two, unlimited wine.
Oh, wow. As you're drinking, or as you're cooking and everything.
Yeah.
That's good.
Unlimited wine.
Is it at a restaurant?
10:30 in the morning. No, it's, I think the sense I get is he's like a cooking teacher.
Yeah.
So I think it's wherever he does his teaching.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got like
I'll be honest with you, when I saw Unlimited Wine, I didn't really give a crap where
it
was.
That's going to be fun. And because you and Amy, you know what the all the Gen Zers will tell you is that experience, as I know Amy is a Gen Z, is that you experiences are more important than things.
That's right.
So you're taking her on a grand experience.
Experience
where
we're going to come away with some delicious pasta and pizza things.
Yep.
So we get the best of both worlds. So Seth, the moves made yesterday and the big one, Anthony Weaver bumped up to defensive coordinator. Do you think that, and I've got a list here of the free agents, the top 50 available free agents, according to Pro Football Focus, there is only one Texan on the list, and it's DJ Reader, who is 24th on the list. And as I scour down this list here, one of the names that you zip past on this list, because it counts down from 50 to 1,
mm-hmm.
28th, Derrick Henry. This Derrick Henry thing could get a little dicey this offseason
right.
for the Titans.
What exactly is Derrick Henry? And why did it take so long for this version of Derrick Henry to show up? And why did it coincide with Ryan Tannehill? I think that there's been a feeling that the Titans rode Derrick Henry to near glory. And that's partly true, but it was much more of a joint effort between him and Ryan Tannehill. And I think a lot of times, some of these Derrick Henry numbers, including the final regular season game when the Titans had already won the game, a lot of it was in closing out the second half. Derrick Henry was, he's your finisher, he was your closer. They weren't necessarily, the Titans weren't necessarily running the ball a ton in the first and second quarters and getting their lead that way. They were passing. So how integral was he actually to that, and could other running backs do the same thing?
But specific for a team that has to make a decision to pay Henry, right, whether it's the Titans.
I hope they pay him like the richest running back who ever lived.
I hope they do too. Yeah. I sense that they're not going to. Otherwise, I think they would have already. But the thing with Derrick Henry also, Seth, is that he's not Todd Gurley. You know, he's not Le'Veon Bell. He's not a dynamic back like those guys. He's not a guy who catches the ball out of the backfield like them. If you're paying Derrick Henry, you are paying him specifically to do what he did in the last four games of this season, last couple games of the regular season and in the postseason. You're paying him specifically for that. There's only so many of those that a running back has in them.
Right,
you know, like you can do Le'Veon Bell things and Christian McCaffrey things and Ezekiel Elliott things for a long, long time because, hey, if we're not running him between the tackles, at least we get him out in space, things like that. Henry's not that guy.
There's a shelf life on guys like this. Typically, some guys, you know, Curtis Martin breaks the mold in terms of longevity amongst running backs, and he was a different body type. But I think Earl Campbell's the classic example because he had his brilliant years were very early in his career, and then after them, it took its toll. Derrick Henry hasn't taken the physical beating that Earl Campbell had to take, but he's also not the same talent that Earl Campbell was either.
Right.
So what I would hope, honestly, what we might have here in the division is this. Remember the Ravens, after they won their Super Bowl, they went on this incredible run where, frankly, Joe Flacco played football that I don't think anybody thought Joe Flacco was capable of. He made so many money throws in big time moments on that march to the Super Bowl that you can't just count on. And for almost from any quarterback, some of those throws were just absolutely incredible. They paid him, and then the Ravens were largely irrelevant for the remainder of Joe Flacco's time with the Ravens. This might even be a double whammy with the Titans where they almost did it. They almost had this incredible run, but it was as the league was being introduced to the Titans version of Ryan Tannehill, and you only got a half season out of him. Derrick Henry was going on a stretch that he hadn't shown any hints of being able to do earlier in his career. If they pay both these guys, if the Titans pay both these guys, I'm going to say the chances are better than not that the pendulum's going to swing back. And maybe Tannehill's a viable NFL quarterback, but I don't think you're ever going to get the same stretch that you did out of him the second half of this season.
There's a chance they made the AFC title game, a good chance, riding two largely unsustainable waves on offense.
Yeah, that was their
Tannehill
peak.
And Henry. Yeah. Yeah, this may be the best look they have. So as we zip past Derrick Henry on this list, I get to number 24, DJ Reader. Does Anthony Weaver getting promoted to defensive coordinator have any impact, you think, one way or the other, on the Texans' chase for DJ Reader? Which right now, just reading the tea leaves, it would seem that the two sides are pretty far apart right now.
Well, there's a couple interesting things here that happened. For one, they haven't named who Anthony Weaver's replacement is going to be yet, have they?
As defensive line coach, no.
Hold on a second. Let me update my resume as I start working on this. No, I don't want to do that. That's a complete and total. Don't worry, Sports Radio 610 listeners.
Yes.
I ain't cut out for no coaching. Short attention span.
You're a better body joke maker than you are a coacher.
I need to move around. I can't be trapped in a room for 6 hours watching film. So, but I'll say that if you look at one of the issues for that Texans defense, it was a lack of pass rush, obviously. And a lot of it just simply came down to personnel. You know, like Anthony Weaver coaches his guys really well to do what they're good at. And he has a lot of guys, his non-JJ Watt guys, were mostly guys that are more run stuffer than they are pass rusher. Charles Amenihue, I thought, played with very good technique this year, but he still has a little ways to go. You know, Amenihue is the one guy that kind of break the mold compared to those other guys. But part of the issue with the pass rush was your outside linebackers. They got rid of John Pagano, the outside linebackers coach. So there's going to be a whole new crew of a D-line coach a linebackers coach and a defensive line coach. I think that Weaver going to coordinator where he has to look at things more globally, I know that Weaver really likes DJ Reader a lot, but I wonder if they tell him, look, you've got to make a choice one or the other. We're going to take a guy that's more of a pass rusher than a run stuffer or DJ Reader. I think it would probably. I'm guessing that Weaver would say we need a pass rush.
Yeah, you
know, we love DJ Reader, but we need a pass rush. So if it's an either or proposition, then we got to go on the side of pass rush and try to get those guys in there, either from the edge or the center or whatever it might be. And then it's just economics. He'd love to keep everybody if he didn't have a salary cap to worry about. But they've got a salary cap to worry
about. Would you rather have DJ Reader for $13 million or Yannick Ngakoue for $18 million a year?
I'd rather have Yannick Ngakoue for $18 million.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And my guess is maybe Weaver would too.
And again, that's not disliking DJ Reader at all.
No,
I think DJ's really, really good at what he does. They just because it wasn't just the pass rush, it was the edge run defense too. Mm-hmm. They were pretty good up the middle and they weren't bad up the middle after JJ went out. It was, you know, and that's obviously where DJ Reader has a big impact. They were giving up over 5 yards per carry on runs outside the tackles, and that's specifically due to your outside linebacker play and partly on your defensive back play.
Bradley Roby not on this list of top 50 free agents. Does that surprise you?
No, I think that partly because of his inconsistency before he got here. And then this year, you look at him, I think he was more consistent when he was healthy, but he wasn't healthy. So teams look at that and you start to have a book written on you and it's, okay, is this a guy that at any point in his NFL career we feel like we could have really depended on? Not the last few years. So that's where maybe the Texans get him again at a relative discount. I think that maybe the Texans might be one of the only teams that offer him a respectable multi-year deal. But I think he'll get respectable money. It's just not going to be top 50 type.
Do you think
money.
He's back? Under your head, do you think he's a Texan next year, Bradley Roby?
I think he is.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people, everybody I've read, it seems, says that he's not. But I think that, are you really that bullish on Gerrion Conley and Vernon Hargraves and Lonnie Johnson?
Yeah, corner's a major issue.
Roby's the one guy there that I would say at this point, assuming Jonathan Joseph, I'm guessing, retires, that's the one guy in your defensive back, in your cornerback group where you say, oh, okay, he's actually a viable veteran football player. These other three guys are very much projects.
I'd love to know what O'Brien thinks of the intangibles with him that he cites so often.
Yeah.
You know, the STD scale, smart, tough, and dependable.
Yeah.
I probably should stop calling it that.
Yeah, it does sound, it's almost impossible to call that a positive scale.
Yeah,
when you call
I guess.
It the STD scale.
I'll have to think of something else.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.